Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
But then you get a chance to talk to this guy. I mean, you've been traveling, not in an inappropriate way, because you're both married, but I mean, traveling, meaning knowing him.
Journalist!
You've known him for a long, long time.
Yes. Chip Carey, our friend, former Brave announcer. It still hurts to say that, Chip. How are you? And thank you so much for coming
on. My pleasure. Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Yes.
Nice to have you in town. What do you miss most about our fair city?
Oh, I miss my friends. I had a great, wonderful group of incredible professionals that I spent a lot of time with. They became extended members of the family. You know, Gretchen Caney's a tremendous producer, working with Frenchie and Tom Glavine and Paul Bird and all the great folks on the TV crew. Just the folks around the ballpark. It's great to see so many smiling faces, and to be welcomed back so warmly is really rewarding, which means, we did a good job and we were good people. So it's nice to see everybody, and hopefully you'll be kind enough to let us leave town with a series win, and we'll see you next year.
No.
Hey, let's talk about your buddy Frenchie, and let's talk about him making headlines all over the country in baseball circles, where he basically says about Ronald Acuna that the comparison to Kelnick is apples and oranges, that this guy consistently had hustle issues with SNIT. Then he says, we won without him. He's a great, talented player. Are you surprised with what Frenchie said? Had you heard that undercurrent of Acuna's mindset weared on Brian Snicker and the others in the organization? Where do you fall on that? And easier for Frenchie to say, would you agree, now that he's not full-time Braves announcer, than if he still was?
Well, first of all, no, I'm not surprised that Jeff said what he said. I think that's one of the many things I admire about him is he calls it like he sees it, and he has the freedom to do that. And whatever Jeff's opinions are, they're his. Look, I'm not in that clubhouse. I'm not around. I'm not familiar with what Jeff said specifically. Everybody in baseball knows about the situation. And I like what Brian said, which was that every situation's different. I think that looking at it from the outside as being a former inside person, I think that everybody would agree that it wasn't handled well. If you got a problem with somebody, be a man and talk to them about it personally. Don't put it on social media. I mean, that's as weak as it gets as far as I'm concerned. Ronald can feel how he feels. Every situation is different. There was hustle issues. There were other issues that built up to it, which I'm sure is what Jeff alluded to. But make no mistake about it, Ronald's a great player, and I think that whatever criticisms people levy to him are meant to make him even greater. He's one of the bright stars of our game. It's a shame he's hurt. It's a shame he's missed so much time. Our game needs him out there doing the great things he does on the field, and the Braves organization certainly needs him out there doing what he's capable of doing for them to get where they want to go. But, at the end of the day, Harry Carey, my grandfather, said it best. They pay you to run hard four times a game, no matter who it is. And if it doesn't happen, it deserves to be called out. It deserves to be dealt with in whatever manner the manager feels like it's deserved to be handled. And obviously, in Brian's case, he's the manager of the team. He manages the personalities. He knows far better than the rest of us how to take care of it. And he took care of it the way he thought was best.
You've traveled with so many teams over the years. And you know when there's chemistry issues, you know who's a, jerk off in the clubhouse, who's a, drama queen and everything else. And then there's all this chemistry conversation. How much of that stuff do you think matters versus we got a bunch of studs that can hit the crap out of the ball, and if they don't all get along, it doesn't matter? And how much of that stuff were you around teams that was toxic when it affected them and others when it was overrated?
Well, look, there are teams that, the mustache gang in Oakland in the 70s, 50 years ago, those guys would fight as often as they would hit home runs, but they won three World Series back to back. You don't have to have a team full of guys that get along great, but you have to pull the rope the same direction every single day for 162 games. And I think that that's always been the case. At the end of the day, It's about playing games and winning games, no matter how you do it. Now, there's no doubt in my mind that Ronald Acuña Jr. and every single member who puts on the Braves uniform or the Cardinals uniform, for that matter, is focused on doing that. So is chemistry important? Absolutely. But at the end of the day, if you can play and you win, nobody really at the end of the day cares what kind of a guy you are, sadly, because right. the game's full of guys that are really, really talented guys that aren't necessarily the nicest people in the world. But if they have talent and they help you win, people put up with it.
Not going to make you say it, but do you have three or four guys that probably are as difficult and unpleasant as ball players as you had to deal with over the years doing this?
Yeah, sure. And I'm sure they felt that I was unpleasant and difficult too. That's just part of the nature, right? You know, you're not going to be friends with everybody. It's just the nature of life. I mean,
nobody
I'm sure
said that about
with,
you.
I was going to say,
Chip,
did somebody
please,
ever
you
say
might
that
the
about
nicest
him?
Human yeah,
well,
on the
thanks,
earth.
But that's life. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I'll just speak for myself. I don't need the players' admiration or
friendship
to do my job.
Right.
Would it make it easier? Absolutely. Does it make it easier to root for them? Sure it does. Does it make it easier to help tell their story or maybe frame things in a different way? For example, you can, you know, if a player's not doing well, you can say, well, he's really struggling, but man, he's working on this and we're seeing signs that he's coming out of it. Or you can say, he's 0 for 42 with 25 strikeouts, and he just struck out again, right?
Right.
And I think the smart players and the smart people in our business understand that by co-opting the media and just being kind or at least respective of the job that we have to do goes a long way for both parties, and everybody wins.
Chip Carey, voice of the Cardinals, former Atlanta Brave teammate of mine, it feels like. Hey, did Wilson Contreras get awfully excited about a walk last night or what?
Hey, the way he started, he's happy to get on base any way he can. That was a big play. But that was a big play in the game, you know?
It was.
And he's a passionate, fiery player, and he's a big, big part of what we're trying to do in St. Louis, and he's made the transition from a catcher to a first baseman almost seamlessly. And for us to get where we want to go this year and in the future, we need more games like that from Wilson Contreras. And look, I think it's funny, too. You know, we talk all the time about how sometimes players or professional athletes are too sterile. They're too coddled. They're too protected. They're too unwilling to show emotion. When a player shows it, yeah, you know, he's not in your team, everybody takes umbrage at it. Look, it's a tough game played by tough guys. And I personally like the guys that are passionate on both sides of the field, because it gets the fans involved. It's great entertainment. And after all, we're in the entertainment business. And guys like Contreras, when they're going and going good, they're really, really entertaining. And for us, we hope he is again today.
Chip Carey with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So two incredibly interesting, passionate fan bases. You spent, I don't know what the number is, over a decade here doing the Braves. Your history and your family in St. Louis, now doing the Cardinals. Nobody better to ask. What is the tangible comparisons between Braves country, Cardinals history? How do you compare and contrast best you can those two groups?
Well, I think they're so remarkably alike. The cultures are very different. There's a commitment to excellence from the ownership group all the way down to the folks who work part-time at the ballpark. There is a great deal of pride, more so in the front of the uniform than the back of the uniform. There is a commitment to excellence in developing your own players and creating a style of play that fans can get behind even when things aren't going particularly well. I mean, I have such great respect for what John Schuerholz did here, what Bobby Cox did, and what Brian Snitker is doing here as the Braves. I mean, it's just been a seamless transition and continuation of what was started here so many years ago. And the same is true in St. Louis, you know, the Cardinal way. Guy by the name of George Kissel, who worked tirelessly in the minor leagues, teaching guys how to play baseball at the major league level. Jim Beauchamp did the same thing. He was a former Cardinal, too. Jim Beauchamp did that with the Braves before his untimely passing not so long ago. The fan bases care. They're passionate. They love what they see. They care about their players, and they've had some of the greatest of all time wear their uniform. I mean, Henry Aaron played for the Atlanta Braves. Stan Musial played for the St. Louis Cardinals. Look, if you're a baseball fan and you love and admire our sport, it doesn't get any better than that. Hopefully, we'll both keep rolling.
Does it matter a little more in St. Louis because of the market? And I don't know. I don't want to say it means. It's not the only game in town, but there's no NFL. There's no NBA. There's not really college. Do the Cardinals mean more to that entire region than any team almost in Major League Baseball?
I think there aren't as many distractions when it comes to baseball season. And look, I grew up in St. Louis. I was born and raised there. And opening day is a civic holiday. And in many places, and I'm not saying that's the case in Atlanta, but in many places, it's just another day on the calendar for our community, which, you know, spans, you know, all of St. Louis and, of course, the western side of Illinois and a big, big chunk of the Midwest. This is who we are. Whether you're in North County, St. Louis, South County, St. Louis, across the river in Illinois, no matter your race, color, creed, or religion, when the Cardinals start playing, if you're a baseball fan, you're rooting for the Cardinals. It's the one great unifying force that we have in our city. And our city's going through some things downtown, as you all, I'm sure, are aware. But
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
But it's getting better, and the Cardinals are an important driver for that civic pride, an important economic driver for the overall health of our city. And look, when the Cardinals are good, St. Louis is good. And when the Braves are good, Braves Country comes out in force, too. These teams are great things around which our communities rally, and I think that's a great similarity, too, and something both franchises should be very, very proud of.
Wrapping it up with Chip Carey, voice of the Cardinals. Favorite thing about what you get to do every day, a long summer ahead, you don't have a very good baseball team, but what's the most fun thing about everything about your
game? Oh, being with people. Look, I'm 60 years old now. It doesn't seem possible, but we get to hang around with young people who see the world in a very different and unique way, which keeps us engaged and thinking about things in a different manner. You're around young people, which keeps you young. I work with very, very, very talented people who love what they do. I'm blessed to work with Oliver Marmo, our manager, who's a great, great guy, youngest manager in Major League Baseball, but he's taught me so much about the game that I thought I knew and didn't. Being around a place where I grew up and admired and have so much family history is awesome. The fact that my kids are doing this too and want to continue the family business, as it were, this is our family's 80th year doing Major League Baseball, and somehow, some way, I've been able to pass that along to my three sons too. Look, we're blessed. Baseball is a huge part of our lives. It's a small part of who I am, but make no mistake about it. I don't walk into a ballpark every day without realizing that baseball is giving me and my family everything. And I'm eternally grateful, not just to the people who hire me, but the people who invite us into their rooms every night. And we don't take that lightly, neither here in Atlanta nor in St. Louis. And hopefully I can be blessed enough to keep doing it for another 15, 20 years and then hand the torch to somebody else. But it's a joy to come to work every day. And it's great to come back, as I said, and see old friends back here in Atlanta every year, too.
Well, good luck other than today. Hope you have a fun year.
I understand.
You know how it goes.
Thanks,
thanks, Chip.
It's going to be interesting. We're going to be fun. We'll see you guys soon. We'll see you guys before the All-Star break. And have a good All-Star game. And good luck to you guys the rest of the way.
All right. Chip Carey, voice of the Cardinals.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.